At lunchtime Thursday, dozens of people are lined up at five food trucks parked side by side downtown. It's called The Court, and it's the source of frustration for some downtown restaurants that say the trucks are taking away their business, which is why several of the restaurants have banded together to try to break up the food court. Wednesday night, Tom Thornton, owner of the Bank Barbecue and Bakery on Forsyth Street, got together with a few city council members, as well as restaurant and food truck owners.
We had a list of 25 items we wanted, and through the procrastination and political wrangling, they've beat us down to one.
His ask is for legislation that would limit food trucks to only one per block face. That way they couldn't congregate in a food court. He's also asking that the current 50-foot distance requirement between food trucks and restaurants be increased. Councilman Bill Gulliford, who was at the meeting, says he doesn't think passing the legislation would enable the city to dismantle the food truck court, which is operating with a business license on private property, but he asked city lawyers to look into it anyway. However, he does think
that food trucks should not be allowed to put tables and chairs out if they don't provide facilities. That's something we probably need to formalize.
He says that's because he believes in a level playing field for trucks and brick and mortars. But Food Truck Court co-founder Jack Shad says he doesn't think piling on more restrictions is the way to improve downtown.
I'd like to see us focus on how do we make people want to be downtown? How do we make businesses want to locate downtown? How do we make people want to live downtown?
The group of restaurant and food truck owners, along with some city council members, plan to meet again in a couple weeks. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.